A nearly $500,000 grant from the Jacksonville City Council is aimed at reducing the number of impaired driving deaths. And how do they plan to do this? Checkpoints. Expect more sobriety checkpoints popping up on Duval County roads beginning this summer. WJCT's Lindsay Kilbride talks about Jacksonville Police's plan to increase the frequency of the stops from about 2 per year to 2 per month.
Jacksonville Sheriff's Office Director of Patrol and Enforcement, Ray Walden, says checkpoints are normally set up in areas with lots of accident deaths. But going forward, locations will be chosen using
motorcycle data. Through looking at the fatality, crash, and citation data as it relates to motorcycles, that is in choosing a general area.
That was Walden at a recent City Council committee meeting. The grant from the Pacific Institute for Research and Evaluation was given to JSO to implement what it calls strategies for enforcement of impaired motorcycles. Walden says it's illegal for JSO to pull over just motorcyclists, so officers will either pull over everyone or use a pattern like every third or every fifth vehicle. But James Brickenbaugh, the Florida president of motorcycle rights group Abate, says he's not convinced officers won't profile motorcyclists, so his group will be monitoring the stops.
It's not against the law to record and to watch, and we will do it at every stop, every time they stop somebody.
JSO data presented to council show 87% of last year's single motorcycle accident fatalities were drug or alcohol related. Police say the frequent checkpoint stops could begin as soon as August. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.